The International Olympic Committee says negative public opinion is no threat to the Tokyo Games. Opposition in Japan seems to have hardened against an Olympics that cost at least $15 billion of mostly taxpayers' money.
We're fully concentrated on delivering the Games.
Mark Adams says the IOC is listening but won't be guided by public opinion. The Games are supposed to start in July. Coronavirus states of emergency in Tokyo and elsewhere in Japan have been extended. Adam says around 7,800 athletes have qualified for the Games, 70% of the total quota.
There are a lot of sporting events going on around the world now, and I think this one will be the kind of the real tentpole moment that will bring the world together.
Adams also said a large and growing number of participants will be vaccinated before arriving at the athlete village in Tokyo. I'm Ed Donahue.